Time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Fairfield airy weather calling for an 80% chance for rain today, mainly during the afternoon, a high near 61, a 60% chance of rain tonight, a low around 49. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Wayne City High School has announced its senior award recipients for 2019. Several thousand dollars in scholarships were announced and awarded. Among the scholarship recipients, the David Kenny Memorial Ag Scholarships, worth $1,000 each, awarded to Chastity Greenwald and Isaac Loker. The Orchardville Church Greg Burgess Memorial Scholarship, awarded to Dalton Smith. The Orchardville Church Jamie Lowe Memorial Scholarship to Molly McNeil. The Orchardville Church Ministry Scholarship to Dane Horton. And the James A. and Catherine J. Hunter Vocational Scholarship to Isaac Loker, each worth $1,000. The Wayne City Raritan Club Joseph Evans Honorary Scholarship, worth $1,000, awarded to Bryce Abrams. The Wabash Communications Scholarships, $1,000 each, awarded to Chastity Greenwald and McKenna Kelly. Wayne City FFA Alumni Scholarship recipients include Chastity Greenwald, Isaac Loker, Caitlin Dickey, Nathaniel Barbie, Dalton Smith, Hannah Cooper, and the Roger Johnson Memorial Scholarship to Chastity Greenwald. The Jerry Reed Dickey Memorial Scholarship for $2,000, awarded to Molly McNeil. Also awarded was various scholarships to Southeast Missouri State University, the University of Southern Indiana, and Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation. Scholarships awarded include, for $2,000 each, the Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation Chloe and Herb Weaver Memorial Scholarships to Molly McNeil and Dalton Smith. The Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation Danny K. Smith Memorial History Scholarship to Trinity Krueger. And the Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation Merrill Dean Neff Memorial Ag Scholarship to Chastity Greenwald. More news after this break.
Celebrate Mom this year by treating her to a delicious meal at El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion. El Gallito will honor each mom on Sunday by giving her a flower and half-price meals. Their menu consists of traditional Mexican dishes, ribeyes, seafood from shrimp to tilapia, plus a large selection of adult beverages. Reservations are requested by calling 445-9200. El Gallito Mexican Restaurant, 300 West Main in Albion. Follow them on Facebook.
When you need the solution to a tough problem, contact Harrisburg Supply. Harrisburg Supply has an expert staff that knows how to tackle tough problems with heating, air, plumbing, electrical wiring, electric motors, farm duty motors, and start and run capacitors. Plus, Harrisburg Supply has the products you need to complete the job. At Harrisburg Supply, they can repair anything except a broken heart. Contact Harrisburg Supply. Call 618-252-8223 for Harrisburg Supply. Highway 13 West in Harrisburg, where quality always exceeds price.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hey, that lawn's looking sweet, Bob.
You're killing it, Bob.
This summer, let us help you be the envy of the neighborhood with the greenest weed-free lawn on the block.
Liquid Green Lawn Solutions has the weed and feed you need. This year, do your yard like a boss. Greener is better. Find them on Facebook or online at liquidgreenlawns.com.
Fairfield Post Office will hold its annual food drive today. Anyone who would like to donate to the drive should drop off their grocery sack at the back box by the post office or on their porch by their mailbox for a carrier to pick up. Donations must be out by 3:30 to be included in the drive. Post Office says all donations will stay local. Sisney Middle School held its awards night this past Tuesday in the Sisney Middle School gym. Among the award winners, the Perfect Attendance Awards awarded to Noah Atkins in the 5th grade, Allie Brock, Hannah Ficus, and Caden Smith in the 6th grade, Spencer Brock and Michael Milner in the 7th grade, and Trevor Brock, Andrew Milligan, and Avery Smith in the 8th grade. Academic awards for those who maintained a 4.7 to 5.0 average for all quarters of the school year, awarded to Noah Atkins, Brooklyn Bowles, Matto Burrows, Claire Cannon, Ashley Cook, Ava Greifsu, Hagen Howard, Cadence Hyder, Cooper Bowen, Landon Keck, and Macy Tannehill, first-year award. Second-year award recipients, Joshua Biggs, Allie Brock, Hannah Ficus, Gavin Harrell, Aiden Partridge, Hadley Walker, Luke Atwood, Kimmy Churchill, Emma Hedrick, and Alyssa Roberts. Second-year awards. Third-year awards to Andon Atwood, Aubrey Churchill, Zori Ewing, Danielle Hilliard, Corey Kessel, and Isabella Klein. And fourth-year award recipients, Peyton Allen, Abigail Biggs, Tisha Hurl, and Avery Smith. Spelling Bee awards, first place to Tisha Hurl, who was also the Sisney Middle School and Wayne County champion, and second place to Ibsy Searles. Modern Woodman Speech Contest winners, first place Abigail Biggs, second place Alyssa Roberts, and third place Aubrey Churchill. Awards were also given out for various sports departments, and the Sisney Middle School choir and band. In other news, police report the arrest Thursday night of an Allendale man following a traffic stop in Wabash County. Police say at about 7:18 p.m. Thursday, a deputy stopped a 1997 Ford Ranger on Illinois Route 1 and North 2360 Boulevard, north of Allendale. The deputy stopped the Ranger for knowing the driver of the vehicle had a revoked driver's license. Upon arresting the driver and searching the vehicle, police report finding two bags of suspected methamphetamine along with a glass pipe with burnt residue. The driver, 41-year-old Paul Sherman Jr. of St. Francisville, was taken into custody without incident and lodged in the Wabash County Jail awaiting the setting of bond by a judge. State Representative Darren Bailey announced Friday his opposition to the newest proposal to more than double the tax on gasoline from 19 to 44 cents per gallon. The Revenue and Finance Committee passed on a party-line vote to increase the gas tax and 18 other taxes and fees. Representative Bailey said, quote, "I oppose these massive tax increases on gasoline and vehicle registration fees that will make Illinois' gas tax burden the highest in the nation. Families and seniors on fixed incomes will be hit harder in southern Illinois because of the many more miles they have to drive to school, work, and hospitals or medical appointments," unquote. In addition to the gasoline tax going up, the proposal would increase special fuel, primarily diesel fuel, by 21.5 cents per gallon to 52 cents a gallon, and additional fees on aviation fuel, kerosene, and home heating oil. The vehicle registration fees would increase $50 for passenger vehicles and B trucks, and electric vehicle fees would go up. All driver's license fees would double. Bailey added the state received $1.5 billion more in revenue than expected last month, and we do not need to raise taxes and fees. We need to cut spending and prioritize the programs and agencies that help those who need it most, unquote. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is actively recruiting new conservation officers. A conservation officer has the enforcement authority of a local county or state police official, but works predominantly in nature, enforcing the rules when it comes to poaching and licensing and other laws related to being in public forests and other wildlife areas. Lieutenant Kurt Lewis is a conservation police officer.
Yes, right now we're trying to get everybody that we can that'd be interested in a great law enforcement career that's not your typical police officer. You know, somebody that enjoys the outdoors, likes hunting, fishing, and everything that goes along with that. We're trying to get the applicants to get a CMS 100 application filled out and get ready for the written test that will be opened up the first 2 weeks in June at our CMS testing centers throughout the state.
What type of enforcement does a conservation officer do?
We have full sworn law enforcement authority throughout the state, which means we can do everything that your local sheriff's officer, local municipal officer, or state police can do as far as traffic, domestics, all that stuff. But our specialty, obviously, is in the outdoors and working with the conservation code and everything that most people like to do when they're recreating and having a good time, whether it be boating, snowmobiling, fishing, hunting, pretty much anything that has to do with the outdoors or the different endeavors that you like to do outside. That's where we come in and enforce the laws and the regulations on that.
To apply to become a conservation officer with the Illinois Department of Resources, go to dnr.illinois.gov. A group of students at Carlinville High School has apparently convinced State Senator Andy Menar of Bunker Hill to back a plan to make daylight saving time permanent in Illinois. Senate Bill 533 would make daylight saving time the year-round standard time, beginning with the second Sunday of March 2020. Andrew Deneve says researching the topic and making the presentation has been a great experience.
I feel like it's taught us a lot about what being a citizen really means. Before this, none of us really thought we could influence government, and we kind of took this project as a joke. However, after meeting with Senator Menar and his enthusiasm, we decided that this is something we really wanted to pursue. And now we are trying to hopefully help the citizens of Illinois.
Reasons for pursuing the change, according to fellow student Travis Osborne, include the health benefits as well as the annoyance of switching times twice a year. It's National Nurses Week, and advocates for the profession are continuing their fight for safer working conditions. Mary Schuerman has more.
There is no limit in Illinois as to how many patients an RN can treat at one time, which Executive Director of the Illinois Nurses Association, Alice Johnson, contends can lead to understaffing and compromise patient care. However, she notes that minimum nurse staffing levels for hospitals could be created through the Safe Patient Limits Act.
First and foremost, nurses are patient advocates, and the Safe Patient Limits Act is really about protecting and caring for patients. I think we're going to see real change this year because nurses are energized and ready to step up and make sure that this law gets passed.
There are more than 182,000 registered nurses in Illinois. Half of them work in hospital or acute care settings, and Johnson notes that on a medical surgical unit, the likelihood of patient death rises by 7% for each patient past four who is assigned to an RN. But opponents counter, there's no solid evidence that mandatory staffing ratios improve the quality of care. Mary Sherman reporting.
That's Check of the News. We'll check area deaths next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's two rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you gonna do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
Why should you have Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi service your vehicle's AC now? The days are still mostly mild, and it's the last thing on your mind. Do it now because you don't want your AC to fail during a 3-hour road trip to a ball game with a carload of friends and family, or the start of summer vacation. Cherry Street Automotive will service your AC to make sure it's cooling properly now, so it'll be ready when you need it. Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi. Call 382-7165.
Did you know that Trust Bank's wealth management team offers free financial planning? This process is very comprehensive and leads to future financial success. Call Chelsea Rood, Senior Wealth Strategist with Trust Bank at 618-429-9240 to set up your free, personalized appointment today. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old rural West Salem resident Jerry Wayne Deesher died Wednesday. He worked at Snap-on Tools for 41 years. Surviving are his wife, Mary Etta Deesher, a sister, Lois Bennett of Martinsville, Indiana, children Donna K. Meadows of Fairfield, Danny Deesher of Lancaster, and Janet Arnold of rural West Salem, five grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Jerry Deesher will be held at 10 a.m. today at Harrison Cemetery in Lancaster. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations are encouraged to the Pleasant Grove United Methodist Church. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Allendale is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Wabash Communications would like to applaud this year's graduates. During all those years in school, you've gone from learning your ABCs to taking the ACTs. Wabash congratulates you on how far you've come and wishes you luck on the journey ahead. Whether your plans include continuing your education, entering the job market, or military service, you'll need to stay connected to technology to help reach your goals. Count on us for excellent values on internet service, TV service, home monitoring systems, and more. For more information, call us at 665-3311.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather. For today, an 80% chance of rain. National Weather Service saying that it's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours with a high about 61. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain. Cloudy, a low of 49. Sunday, a slight chance of rain. Cloudy, high of 62. And then for Monday, mostly sunny with a projected high of 66. Tuesday, sunny, high of 70. Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, partly sunny, high of 75. And then Thursday, sunny, forecast high 73. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 59. Our low this morning was 44. And currently in Fairfield, it is 49.